got about three steps out of the batter's box before that snag was made. He's retired first out of the inning. In that inning against Green Bay, for Hines back on the 19th, no hits or runs allowed. A walk and two punch outs facing five hitters, that being the 10-3 loss here at Moonlight Grand Field. Walker Buchanan, three plate appearances, is 0-for-2 today. Last time up, drew a 7-pitch walk in the fifth. First delivery to him. In a battle of the 22s, misses outside for ball one. Polaris for five and Josh Novak, a scoreless sixth. Hines, the third pitcher into the ballgame for Lakeshore. 1-0. That one up and in. Did Buchanan go around on that swing? They're going to say no. Count evens, 1-1. They're going to say he actually did. Late call there from home plate umpire Jeremy Gaskin. Hines working first base side of the rubber. Rocks and fires the 1-1. This is low and away for ball two. 5-6-7 will be due up for Lakeshore in the home half of this seventh inning. Their last crack at it. Schwalbeck, Rippon, and Scaldeferi. The 2-1. And on the hands, ripped into left field. It's going to get down for a base hit. Buchanan aboard twice in this ballgame. Collects a hit in each of the games today at Moonlight Grand Field. Runner aboard with one away here in the top of inning number seven. We'll see how things shake out tonight here in Wausau. Currently the score between the Woodchucks and the Rockers, it's 5-4. Woodchucks top eight. That's what the Raptors are looking at right now. They got a game back here today, thanks to winning earlier, and they're on pace to win this one as well, but they need Wausau to lose to gain ground in that second-half division. The first pitch to the left-handed hitting Orlando Lordoy is on the outside corner for a called strike. Lordoy has reached twice in this game, three trips to the plate, he's 0-for-1. The 0-1 delivery misses downstairs. Lordoy, a pop-out to the hill back in the second, drew a walk and scored in the fourth, and was hit by a pitch in inning five. Josh Novak in the home half of the sixth. Tossed 16 pitches. The 1-1 ripped in the air left center field. It's down. That's Orlando Lordoy's first hit as a Rafter. Trying to go first to third is Buchanan. The throw into third base is in time. To second behind the throw is Lordoy. He's in scoring position with two down, but that's a tough base running decision there for Buchanan. Scored a single for Lordoy, advancing to second on the throw behind. Two hits now in this seventh inning for Wisconsin Rapids, and the batter is Landon Gatz. Gatz, his second home run of the season back in the fourth inning. The big offensive highlight today for Rapids. The first pitch to him, we'll have to wait, an inside move, giving a look over to Lordoy at second. Bottom third of the Rafter order. Lopez on deck, then it's Casso. Nolan Hines looking to work a scoreless top of the seventh. The first pitch home to Gatz. Fastball missing upstairs for ball one. Not a lot of action in the Rafter stable, so it appears with a six-run lead, it makes sense. Josh Novak looked good in the bottom of inning six, and he'll get the chance to collect the final three outs here tonight. The 1-0. That one runs up and hits Gatz. Caught him right in the left shoulder blade. He'll make the jog down to first, putting runners on first and second with two down. Tracer Lopez has been aboard twice in his three trips today. 1-for-2, Lopez singled on the infield and scored back in the third. He was the leadoff hitter in that inning. Also drew a 5-pitch walk an inning later and scored as well. Last time up, he led off the sixth inning with a pop-out to the shortstop, Billy Scaldeferi. The righty-on-lefty battle, and now time called from Dom Kibler out behind home plate. He'll make the jog to the hill for a quick conference with Nolan Hines. Rafters baseball getting down to the nitty-gritty. Finishing out the rest of this regular season in hopes that the boys can chase down Wausau and reclaim a chance for a playoff berth here in the second half. Out of the mound visit, the first delivery home to Lopez with a couple runners on. Off speed goes Hines. It misses for ball one. Nothing beats the opportunity to have playoff baseball at Winter Field. Mentioned the Raptors 3.5 back at a chance to gain even more ground here if they can hold on tonight. The 1-0 misses away. It is a tough division to play in. Madison and Wausau have not been easy opponents for Wisconsin Rapids this season. They've played them 20 times, and a combined record against those two teams sits at 6 wins and 14 losses. But they've been gritty in a lot of those games. As the 2-0 pitch hit in the air left field, that is A.J. Garcia jogging in to make the catch and retire the side. Raptors collect a couple hits. They leave a pair and can't push anything across. It is go time here at Moonlight Graham Field. To the bottom of the seventh we go. Raptors 6, Chinooks nothing on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom seven here in Lakeshore. Josh Novak back out on the mound. First pitch fouled back by Mason Schwalbach. Count begins 0-1. Andy Ockham, Raptors baseball on WFHR. They're looking to sweep a doubleheader. A seven-inning twin bill here with the Chinooks today. They're doing the same thing tomorrow right here at Moonlight Graham Field. Schwalbach, Rippon, and Scaldaferri in this inning. Mason's 0-1 in two plate appearances. He drew a walk back in the second, grounded out to the mound in the fourth. Novak set. The 0-1. This is low and outside. Count evens here at a ball and a strike. Six runs on eight hits and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. No runs on just two hits and an error for Lakeshore. The 1-1 delivery, that one misses upstairs. Count now 2-1. Looking at Wisconsin Rapids, a chance to get two big wins here against a divisional opponent. It's the 2-1 foul tip into the glove of Gabe Casso. It is now 2-2. Five shutout innings from Kenji Pilaris. He was fantastic tonight. Give him even more flowers on our postgame show coming up right after the final pitch in this one. 2-2 from Novak, just missing the outside corner. Count worked full here for Schwalbach. The hits today for Lakeshore, a double in the fourth from Brady Council and a two-out single in the second from Billy Scaldiferi. The full count delivery home from the right-hander from Hillsdale College misses low and away for ball four. It's a six-pitch free pass to Mason Schwalbach to begin this inning. Nash Rippon in his season debut is 0 for 2. A couple of punch-outs for him. He went down looking in the second and swinging to end the fourth. Chance here for Rippon to cut into the deficit. First pitch to him on the outside corner, called a strike. Couple of lefties to begin this seventh inning on Novak. Scaldiferi, the right-handed hitting shortstop, awaits after this. The 0-1. This is out in the right-handed batter's box. Count evens at a ball and a strike. Novak on the first base side of the rubber. Peers in home and comes set. The 1-1. That one misses downstairs. Two balls and a strike. The count now. Rapids getting a run at least in innings 3 through 6. 1 in the third, 3 in the fourth, 1 in the fifth, and 1 in the sixth. The 2-1. Tapped foul down the first base line. Looking at against Lakeshore this season. Entering today a 3-1 record for Wisconsin Rapids. Now at 4-1 after the win in game one, and they could be 5-1 here in just a handful of minutes. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him chasing downstairs. Rippon down on strikes for the third time tonight. That is the first out in the bottom of the seventh inning. Mentioned Scaldiferi's hit back in the second. Last time up, grounded out to his shortstop counterpart, Tracer Lopez, to lead off the fifth. Novak could potentially be just a pitch away from ending this ball game if he can generate a ground ball off Scaldiferi's bat. Josh set, hands held high. The first pitch. Fastball missing downstairs. Count begins 1-0. The Road Warriors, Wisconsin Rapids, looking to go on a tear post-All-Star break. And they're obviously going to play the games in front of them, but they want to look ahead on Saturday, too. That Madison game means something, and I'll say why in just a minute, as the 1-0 fastball right in there from Novak to make it 1-1. Saturday is the sixth and final time Wisconsin Rapids will play at Warner Park this season. They can't even play there in the playoffs because it is impossible for the Rafters and the Mallards to both make the postseason. They're 0-5 of the Duck Pond this year, though. 4-1 against Madison at home. They're winless, though, in the state capitals. The 1-1 to Scaldiferi fouled away down the first base side. You know that's going to mean a little bit more to them on Saturday. One ball, two strikes to the count, a runner on first and one away in the bottom of our seventh inning here. Novak back on the rubber, and the pitch clock resets accordingly. Peers in, comes set, hands held high. Looks into Casso, the 1-2. Breaking ball, got him swinging. Wicked movement on that one from Josh Novak, two retired here in the seventh. It'll be up to Caleb Carl to keep this inning moving and this game alive for Lakeshore. Carl, the DH, in his Lakeshore debut is 0-2. Ground out back to the mound, 1-3 to end the second inning. He struck out swinging in the fifth. First pitch to him. Fastball, swing and a miss into the glove of Gabe Casso. Count begins 0-1. Raptors can taste it. Having a chance here to seal the deal. The 0-1. Fastball, dialed in there for a called strike. Count now nothing at 2. No balls, two strikes, two outs, runner on first, bottom of the seventh inning in game two of this seven-inning doubleheader. Novak set the payoff pitch. Fastball, got him looking. Put it in the books, ball game over the Rafters. sweep this doubleheader, and they'll look to do it again tomorrow here at Moonlight Graham Field. 6-0 the score. 6 runs on 8 hits, no errors for the Rafters, no runs on 2 hits, and an error for the Chinooks. Victory formation again for Wisconsin Rapids tonight. We'll return in just a handful of minutes for your official postgame show of Rafter Baseball right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through 4 generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Now, let's get back to exciting...
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Few Wisconsin events bring 600,000 people together from 80 different countries, but it happens every summer in Oshkosh.
Oshkosh has become synonymous with the world of flight and with EAA.
Dick Napinski's worked with EAA Air Venture for more than 30 years and knows its history. Do you? Where did EAA start? Wausau, La Crosse, or Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The fly-in is spread across 1,600 acres with more than 10,000 airplanes. It brings a big boost to the economy, too.
It's $170 million of economic impact and more than $110 million of direct spending.
So where did EAA start? Milwaukee in 1953 called the Wisconsin Air Pageant with 21 planes. All moved to Oshkosh in 1970, a high-flying slice of Wisconsin. It's happening July 22nd to the 28th. I'm Terry Barr.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Final score in Game 2 of our doubleheader tonight from Moonlight Grand Field. Your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters 6 and the Lakeshore Chinooks nothing. 6 runs, 7 hits, no errors for the Rafters, no runs on 2 hits, and an error for Lakeshore. The first time the Rafters have shut out a team here in this Northwoods League season, and it comes in Game 54. Andy Ockham returning to you here in the broadcast booth on WFHR for your official postgame show of Rafter Baseball. As always, rounding things out, we got the scoring started in the top of the third, an RBI single from Mason Onati. Made it 1-0 in favor of the good guys in a 3-run fourth inning. Really capped off this victory and was a big staple in letting the Rafters come through here tonight. That inning included a 2-run home run to left field by Landon Gaz, the UC Irvine Anteater's second of the summer. It was later followed with an RBI groundout off the bat of Gabe Casso. Run 5 for the Rafters came in the fifth inning. Chris Arroyo scoring on a wild pitch with the bases loaded and two away. And rounding out the scoring tonight was Ben Lloyd, an RBI single with two down in the top of inning number 6 to make it 6-0. 8 hits, no errors, 9 left on for the Rafters. 2 hits, no errors, 5 left on for Lakeshore. Kenji Polaris got the start tonight for Wisconsin Rapids and was outstanding. The right-hander from Cal State Northridge in San Gabriel, California. 5 innings, obviously no runs, 2 hits, a walk and half a dozen punch-outs on 76 pitches. It was Josh Novak in his second appearance as a Rafter to come in and slam the door shut for the final 6 outs. No hits allowed, walked 2 and struck out 4 on 34 pitches. Ross Huffman, the southpaw, got the nod today for Lakeshore, going 4 innings, allowing 3 hits, 4 runs, 3 of which were earned. He walked 4 and struck out 1 on 76 pitches. From there, it was 2 innings of 2-run ball, one of which was earned off Braden Welch, and the final inning was thrown by Nolan Hines. Polaris the win, his first of the season, in his fifth outing, finally collecting a decision. Huffman the loss, no save to be recorded here tonight. Time of the game, 2 hours, 14 minutes, the exact same time of the game that we had in the opener of this doubleheader. Over 1,300 in attendance here at Moonlight Grand Field. 72 degrees and sunny at the time of first pitch. The Rafters have now won 5 games in a row and increased their second half record to 13 wins and 8 losses and are 2 over 500 on the season at 28 and 26. Lakeshore falling to 6 and 13. They've now lost their last 7 games and they're 11 under 500, I should say, at 21 wins and 32 losses. We'll be back again here tomorrow. Same time, same place, same format. A doubleheader, a couple of 7-inning games against these Chinooks here from Moonlight Graham Field. 4:05 first pitch. Check in around 3:55 for your official pregame show of Rafter Baseball on WFHR. Thank you so much, as always, for hanging out with me all day long. I'm Andy Ockham here signing off for now. We'll catch you tomorrow. Have a good rest of your night. Rafters win the doubleheader and have won their last 5, 6-0 here the final this evening.
You've been listening to Rafter Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S., If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are, in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance.
You know, how did you do this, or where did this come from, or how are you dealing with those things? And, you know, I have to remind them that we have that trifecta. Prior to that, we weren't getting a whole lot of the work done. And I think part of it is also the fact that, you know, I would say that we Democrats in Minnesota really do care about our constituents, whether they voted for us or not, whether they're Democrat or Republican, independent, whatever. The bottom line is we want to just make sure that everybody has a safe home to live in, food on their table, good education for their kids, healthcare that's affordable, you know, and maybe a little bit of extra in their pocket to do some fun traveling or take your kids to an amusement park or something. But I really do feel like that's what's the core of the work that we do at the legislature with the DFL. And I'm just really proud to be a part of all of that.
Yeah. And we're really proud to have you. We had the office on yesterday, Haley, Anna, and you know, the thing that you really pushed in this state, the MMIWR office. And we had a nice love fest about the hard work that you put into this, and the being persistent too, because the first year it was a little shaky because it was an ominous bill. And go ahead and tell us that process, because man, that just talking to her and what the office is doing now and the license plates and all that.
Isn't that just incredible that we have that office, and what a team Juliet Rudy has put together? I think Anna and one of the other staff members were just up in Canada sharing the good work that we did, and I heard good reports back about them, so I have to let them know that. But we, I created a piece of legislation that created the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women's Task Force back in 2017. I think we finally got it passed in 2019. Mm-hmm. And with that, we had a year-long task force to look into the situation here in Minnesota. It's so interesting because this afternoon, I had a meeting with the National Census Bureau people, and the Census Bureau director's name is Robert Santos. Really neat guy. They were here down here from the federal government, and he brought a number of other folks that are working with tribes around the census. And you know, we're talking about data and how important data is. So when we talk about missing and murdered Indigenous women, when we were first working on this, and people would say, well, where is it happening? Who's it happening to? Give us the numbers. You know, people like numbers, they like data. Mm-hmm. And we just didn't have it. Nobody was collecting it. Nobody was collecting it in a good way. Mm-hmm. Nobody was collecting it in a way that could be shared. And so we did that through the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women's Task Force, and then now with the office. That happened the very next year, and that office is doing the good work of making sure that we are addressing that terrible, terrible issue of missing and murdered folks in our state.
Yeah, and it's great to have...
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News brief. Two top Mexican drug cartel leaders were arrested near El Paso, Texas. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
Ismael Zambada Garcia, known as El Mayo, an alleged co-founder of the cartel, and Joaquin Guzman Lopez, a son of its other co-founder, were arrested in El Paso, Texas.
El Mayo was the historic leader of the Sinaloa cartel for decades. Attorney General Merrick Garland said they were taken into custody without incident. The Park Fire in Northern California is the largest in the state this year. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
This fire was just a brush fire that overnight then exploded into a 70,000-acre monster.
After meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu at the White House today, Vice President Harris reiterated,
"We cannot look away in the face of these tragedies. We cannot allow ourselves to become numb to the suffering, and I will not be silent."
CBS News brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It'll take several weeks to fix an oil refinery near Chicago damaged by a tornado last week. In the meantime, fuel is being shipped north from the Gulf of Mexico. Gas prices should stay high in southeast Wisconsin in the meantime. A rare honor for a Wisconsin trailblazer. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
The new statue of L. Phillips is now officially on the Capitol steps. It took a task force 4 years to make it happen. If you don't know, Phillips was the first Black woman to graduate from UW-Madison Law School, the first person of color to become a judge in Wisconsin, and the first Black woman to hold statewide office. Right now, there's a tarp over the statue. The official unveiling ceremony is Saturday at 5.
Savannah Tomei Olson reporting. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sometimes you hear things that can't be true. Here's one of them. John Schneider from the Dukes of Hazzard got married in Vegas to Paul Sorvino's widow, Dee Dee, after they met at the Hollywood Museum at an Abbott and Costello exhibit. All of that is true. People magazine reports that the mediocre at best actor gave credit to God for bringing him and Dee Dee together. There is no word yet if Schneider will rescind all of his comments to People like he does most of his insane political tweets. Also, according to People magazine, Tom Brady and model Brooks Nader have been casually hooking up. They always break the big stories. People's inside source did not clarify if casually hooking up meant that when Brady gets together with Nader, he wears JCPenney activewear, or if he's rounding third and headed for home. To be fair, an additional source says that they are not dating, and yet a third source says appropriately, who cares? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, low in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny, warmer and more humid tomorrow, high in the low 80s. Highs climb to the mid-80s this weekend, mostly sunny. It'll be more humid as well, and then there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms later Sunday night into Monday. Currently, it's 66.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Capital Times entertainment reporter Rob Thomas for a talk about the Twinges from American Ninja Warrior. And it's Friday, which means we are going to talk about a bar band. Terry Bar, that is.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we're here with State Senator Mary Kunesh, and we were talking a little bit about the census, a little bit about Kamala, and just all around just chatting here. I got to just ask you, I know that's we're going to be at the State Fair again, and I know we get to see you out there, too. That's a big thing for us because of our store. But Wendy and I, in years past, went 7 or 8 times every year anyways.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. That's a lot of good State Fair food you must have consumed.
Yeah, there's a lot of vegan options out there, too. It's crazy. And each year there is. So you wouldn't think that, but man, we have our go-to places, and then we like to people watch and hang out.
Yeah, that is definitely the place for people watching. You get all kinds of folks there.
Definitely. Well, what else do we got going on here? And again, I'm a little thrown off here, and it's funny too, State Senator. I was on the Matt McNeil show earlier, so I feel like I've been on the radio for 3 hours now, and really,
yeah. Yeah, I was going to point out that over your shoulder there is one of the MMIR license plates, or what looks like a facsimile of it. Isn't that beautiful? Yeah, that's it. And it's interesting how that came about. One day after we had created the task force and the office as well, and, you know, we had budgeted some money for the office, but I was really concerned about how we were going to continue financing and paying for that office. I wanted to make sure it didn't go away if somebody, you know, if another party were to come into power.
Yeah.
And so I was driving to the Capitol one day and I was looking at all the different license plates. And up until then, I had like one of the lady slipper license plates. I had one of the, what is the little bird? Holy cats. What is our state bird?
It's not the loon.
I mean, that is our state bird, but that's not what was on the license plate. A little chickadee. Little chickadee was on. Yeah. And it just hit me like, wow, we should have an MMIR license plate. So I got to the Capitol. I had only enough time to kind of pitch my idea to my legislative assistant and my intern, and had to go down for a 2-hour committee hearing. And by the time I came up, they had the piece of legislation all ready to go. And so, yeah, it's amazing. So we dropped that bill like a hot potato, and I worked it, and lo and behold, we got it passed. And we got it passed by bipartisan support. It was a Republican chair who said, yeah, we can do this license plate. And so probably 90% of the fee for that specialty license plate goes directly to the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Relatives Office. So Minnesotans, and this is only good for Minnesotans, sorry, when you have to replace your license plate, if you're going to buy a brand new car, if your plates expire or you just want one, go to the DMV and let them know that you want one of those license plates, and you can get them personalized. You can have your own, whatever you want on there. If you don't say, I want something special, then you just get those random numbers. Mm-hmm. But I think you have to have at least 6 letters and numbers. Seven?
And a number too.
Yeah, I don't think you have to have numbers because I do not.
Because
mine,
you remember,
says Tony.
What does yours say?
Mine says Wichoni, which means life, respect, that sort of thing. So you pay a little bit extra for it, but, you know, it's worth it because of all the money that goes into the the MMIR office. And it's crazy. Like you said, I'll be driving down the highway or I'll pull into somewhere to park and I'll see a license plate. And it just warms my heart. I was driving back down from one of the reservations last week, mm-hmm. and pulled in to get some gas, and somebody else pulls ahead of me on the other side, and she's got the license plate. So while my gas was pumping, I walked over there and I said, "Hey, I like your license plate." And she jumped, you know. I really surprised her. So apologies if you're listening to that person. But it was just really exciting to see that out and about all over the state.
Yeah, it was the first one I saw, and I will be getting one too. And we figured out, you helped us a previous show on how I can spell Ho-Chunk without really having my head explode. So I appreciate that. But I was at a meeting specifically with the Met Council, and same parking lot we were supposed to park in. And I saw the car, and then there was somebody with the car running and in a meeting, and it was Shelley Buck.
Oh, I know you
got a plate. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The cool kids.
Yeah, definitely. And I know Haley will get one. She's just got a new car, too. So, Haley, you're up next.
I know. I was going to do something Ho-Chunk, but now I can't copy you. So I'll have to put my own little twist on it or something.
Well, you have Mary figure it out, and it won't have to be the exact as I, but it could say Ho-Chunk, too.
Perfect. Perfect.
We'll figure it out on another show.
Yeah.
We'll give you time. Well, yeah. You know, we talk about, and that's just an exciting thing. And, you know, I really feel like in my work and the radio work too, that I'm at that age where I want to leave a legacy. I'm not taking these things with me. And State Senator, you have a heck of a legacy right now on many things, but this is one for sure that will live longer than you.
I hope so.
I
hope so. And maybe at some point they'll have to dismantle the MMIR office because it's no longer needed, knock on wood. That would be like the ultimate satisfaction. But I say this often enough. I feel like I've been put in this time, in this place to do the work that I'm doing. For a really good reason. We've been able and we've been successful in Minnesota to really pass powerful legislation that has never been done before in respect to positive outcomes for Indian country. And we say this all the time, but I really do believe it's because representation matters. You know, I'm the first Native woman to serve in the Minnesota Senate. There are three Native women right now, three Native people in the Minnesota House that are doing the incredible work. We're going to lose one. Representative Becker Finn is retiring. But we need more and more of you folks out there to step up and run for office. And I know it's really intimidating. Coming to the Capitol, imagine making a bill, passing a bill, putting bill into law. You know, it is fabulous and it is incredible. But we can't stop with just the three, four of us. We need to continue to build the capacity in all levels of government, whether it's a school board or a city council or a county commissioner or something in the county, all the way up. We need to have the voices and tell the stories. It's, again, going back to my meeting today with the folks from the Census Bureau, you know, all that data isn't just numbers on a page or in a spreadsheet. Those are stories. The data tells stories. And just like with the MMIR task force or the whole movement, when we were first looking at this, the task force, there was no data. That tells a story. That right there tells a story that either it wasn't important enough to gather, nobody was doing it or doing it in the right way, that we just weren't taking the whole situation seriously. And so when you have people that are going to call that out and say, you know, where is the data? Why don't we have the data? We need to have the data. That's really, really important. And I think about some of the other work that we've been able to do, you know, with ICWA and MIFPA, the Minnesota Indian Family Preservation Act. I mean, things so insignificant to maybe the general public, but so important to our folks, like allowing a kid to wear an eagle feather in their graduation cap. I mean, come on.
Right.
Or allowing for smudging or native languages in the schools. You know, the times are changing, but yeah. We need folks in those positions to help us continue to do that work.
Well, and plus you were on the educational side of things, and, mm-hmm. you know, there's a lot of great bills that you helped pass in that committee, but also, you know, teaching our history here, which is really, truly the history of Minnesota, good or bad. People need to know it so we don't repeat it.
100%. You know, and again, when we look at the history, who wrote the history and from what perspective, you know, none of us really grew up understanding the full context of the American Indian, the American Indian Wars, what happened here in Mankato with the Mankato 38+2. I mean, we hear about it and oftentimes it's, you know, those savage Indians attacked the settlers and we had to send in the army, the cavalry to subdue them. But, you know, look at the context of why did they do that? Why were they attacking settlers or why was there any issue? Well, their land was gone. Their buffalo were killed. Promises and treaties weren't kept. It was all about survival, 100% survival. And that's not the view of what we all learned in the history lessons that we went through.
Absolutely. And the movies of my childhood and before that, the John Wayne and John Ford movies are a big disservice of Native communities all over Turtle Island. So people have to unlearn that, too. Hey, State Senator, thanks so much for being on.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing me on a Thursday. I hope you have a great Friday, a great weekend. Wopilatanka.
Pinigigi, thank you so much. That was State Senator Mary Kunish of the great state of Minnesota. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune into Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Attention transit customers. On Saturday, June 15th, Metro Transit will make changes to transit service within your community. As we do each quarter, we review our resources and ridership trends. These service changes continue our ongoing work to best serve customers throughout our system with our given resources. A summary of the upcoming service changes and a preview of the updated schedules are available now at metrotransit.org. Again, that's at metrotransit.org.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1, U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Oh.
How?
Oh. I tried a deep howl that time. How did that work?
It sounds like a grandpa choke on a wolf.
Hey, before we get any great to have State Senator on, I did tell you I was on the Matt McNeil show today. And
yeah, with Greg.
Yeah, Greg Bakken, and he has a great show at 10 o'clock on AM 950, and it's good to talk to him. But he had some great, it became a love fest. He really loves our show and the work that you do, Haley, and how professional we come off, even though Bobby P's not too professional. But thank goodness we have good producers over the years, and you're definitely one of the top, if not the top.
Thank you. You know, I've meaning to get a hold of our older producers in the past. We should do a producer show and get them back on and have some fun.
Yeah, definitely. We talked about that when we did the picture of all three of you, Ogama, Zoe, and yourself. That would be cool. That'd be cool if you guys took over the show, really.
That would be fun.
But we
should do that.
We got some history that we could probably talk about too. And I know, talked about the story of you not wanting to ever be on the radio, that you take care of all the other stuff. And yesterday, or the day before yesterday, you basically did the show yourself.
I did. I had your little emotional support. I saw you in the bullpen of the online studio here. So I knew you were there if I needed you. But yeah, it was fun to kind of take over the show and have Ruth Buffalo on and the, and Pretendians Band.
And I ran into those guys at the Four Sisters today.
Oh, did you? Cool.
Yeah, they were hanging out, looking cool as always.
Oh, as always. Yeah, yeah. If listeners out there don't know Pretendians Band, I would urge you to look them up on Spotify or Apple Music and check out their songs War Cry and The 38. Those two songs are nominated for this year's Native American Music Awards.
Yeah, and we talked a little bit about having them come on every other week, you know, for a segment or two. They have a lot of stories to tell, you know, and Thomas is a school teacher. And
yeah, he, Mr. D.
Yeah, that's right. And so we all, you know, they threw that out there, and that'd be great. You know, they got those guys do great on the radio, and we can have conversations about Franklin Avenue education and all those things. So it'd be great to have them on.
Yeah, he's also an actor.
That's right.
Yeah, for New Native Theater. He's been in plays with them and the Dakota overdub for the Avengers movie.
That was huge, and he was really appreciative that you brought that up. He said that I brought that up, but I said, no, Haley brought that up.
That's okay.
I got up from a nap.
Yeah, that's cool. So you can watch the Avengers Marvel movie, The Avengers, on Disney Plus now, and you can go select the language, Lakota language.
I also saw a friend of ours that's Ho-Chunk and elder and a speaker, and he gave me some really good advice, especially about the twins and how to name them and the process.
Aww.
It was really cool. I saw Jim Funmaker out there, and he's an awesome dude.
Yeah, Funmaker. That's Destiny, who runs the Four Sisters Farmers Market with NACDI. She is related to the Funmakers.
Yes, definitely. Big family. But I always hear McKee's a big family, too. So we're in a big family.
Yeah. Hey, shout out us Ho-Chunks.
Yeah.
Well, what else is going on this weekend? I know White Earth is having a powwow this weekend, the 26th through the 28th. This is their second annual Name Gizi Sturgeon Moon White Earth Community Council powwow. I want to shout out one of my friends, Angel. She does amazing, beautiful beadwork. She will be out there vending at a booth called Bomb Idizawogamug Creator's Place. Oh. If you're watching us on our live feed here, you can see this beautiful medallion that she beaded for me a year ago. I've known Angel since elementary school.
Oh, cool. That's right.
Yeah. So I haven't seen her in a long time, but if you're up at the White Earth Powwow, definitely make sure to check out that vendor booth, Bam Idizigo Wawang Creator's Place. And I probably said that wrong because I don't speak Ojibwe.
Yes, and don't start. No, just kidding.
Okay.
Hey, on Facebook, Winnebago, the big voice, is alive now, and they're powwow, the 158th annual homecoming celebration powwow. And it looks like it starts on Thursday, so I'm looking at it live right now.
Wow.
I shared it on my Facebook if you want to check that out, Haley. But yeah, you can watch the powwow on TV and see all our relatives there too.
Yeah, speaking of relatives, I know we won't be heading down to Winnebago, Nebraska this weekend, but we will be having a family reunion with our Ho-Chunk relatives.
Yeah, someone will be there and we're going to check in and stop in and say hello to everybody in a good way.
Yeah, I'm excited. I want to mention this. Did you see Minneapolis Fire Chief Carson out there at the farmer's market?
Yeah, I did.
Nice. Yeah, exactly. Well, they are doing something really cool. This is their second event. It'll be this weekend, Saturday, July 7th from 11 to 4 p.m. at the Minneapolis American Indian Center. Mm. This is their Sidewalks and Streets, a Community Safety event. It is free, and they're asking you to bring your vehicle in need of light repair. This is Lights On, which distributes vouchers for free car light repairs, headlights, taillights, turn signals, up to $250 of a voucher. Mm. This community event will be addressing public safety issues and building positive community relationships with local law enforcement. Again, that's Saturday, July 27th at the Minneapolis American Indian Center from 11 to 4 p.m.
Wow, we had them on, and that was just some great information and things they do for the community, and it's well needed. You know, I think when I was in my early 20s and I was running around like a crazy person, I could have used a new headlight.
Oh, for sure. And you never really know until, like, if your headlight's out until you get pulled over, and then sometimes they don't even give you a warning. They just give you a ticket right there.
Well, I could use a headlight and a big hitting the hand with the backhand on the forehead too.
Oh, geez.
Back when I was young, but
hopefully not.
Nobody dared do it because I was, you know, a legend in my own mind back then.
Well, that's good. I would urge check your headlights. I would do a test on your blinkers and everything. And even if you don't currently have a headlight out, you may have one and you just may not know it, so have someone check on that.
Boy, we talk a lot about different things here on Native Roots Radio.
Yeah, we do. It's a good thing we're a radio show.
Yeah, keep talking. Yes, that's right, we keep talking here. I was at the Four Sisters Market. It was awesome. Good to see people, and come on out there every Thursday. And then we're talking about, too, we talked a little bit about this yesterday, Haley, that the gallery is going to have a new thing happen.
A new exhibit?
Yes.
Yep. That'll be Jennifer White's new exhibit. It's a solo exhibition coming to NACD's All My Relations Art Gallery.
Yeah. So anything else you want to talk about here this last minute? It's a beautiful day here in the Midwest and Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I already got my walk in. I'll have to do another little walk here just to keep moving because you got to keep walking.
That's good for you. Yeah, movement is good. Well, since we had Mary Kunish on today and not tomorrow, we're going to have our Ho-Chunk sister, Arvina Martin. We're going to be live tomorrow. And then I want to shout out Robert Lilligren, who is our usual Thursday guest, but he is on a very beautiful vacation up on the North Shore. So we hope you have fun.
He is having fun. I've seen some pictures and I'm a little jelly here, but you know how that goes.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. A great end of the week show. It is John Roach, columnist and Renaissance man, along with Peter Rapine. Week in Review. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.